Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online teaching and preaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 20. Old Testament law under New Testament grace. If you haven't turned there already in your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. We're going to look at those verses down to verse 20. Let me ask you a question. Are Christians required to keep the Old Testament law? Our faith is related to keeping God's law. Just consider these verses and Jesus' relationship to the law. First of all, Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. Verse 17. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Destroy and fulfill. Destroy means to pull down. Fulfill means to fill full. Jesus came to fill the law, to reveal the depth of its meaning as it was intended. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is written, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The apostle agrees that all applies, but interpretation has rules. No passage of scripture is interpreted correctly except in view of the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. Completing, fulfill, is different than setting aside or destroying. A painter does not destroy a sketch, but instead fills it completely. What the law had sketched, Jesus Christ painted completely. Jesus did not alter, do away with, or replace the moral content of the Old Testament law. Jesus was not giving a new law or even modifying an old law. He explained by His life the true significance of the moral context of Moses' law and the rest of the Old Testament. The law of the prophets refers to the entire Old Testament scriptures. Fulfill is in the sense of prophecy fulfilled. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law in every aspect. He fulfilled the moral law by keeping it perfectly. He fulfilled the ceremonial law by being the very embodiment of everything the law's types, its pictures, and symbols pointed to. He fulfilled the judicial law by becoming the personification of God's perfect justice. Romans chapter 10, in verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Second, Jesus Christ valued the law. Verse 18. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Jot and tittle. Jot is the smallest Greek vowel. It's equal to the Hebrew yod. Tittle is the pen stroke that extends above a word. It's kind of like in the English, a serif. So what is Jesus saying here? He was affirming the inerrancy, no errors, of all scripture to the smallest word. An important qualification is given. till all is fulfilled. The parallel passage to this in Luke chapter 16, verse 17, is even clearer. He says, it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail. Jesus Christ was emphasizing the inspiration and the enduring authority for our obedience of all Scripture, down to the jot and tittle. The New Testament does not supplant or replace the Old Testament. All ceremonial requirements of the law of Moses are fulfilled in Christ, and therefore they're no longer observed as Christians. Colossians chapter 2, Paul speaks to that in verses 16 and 17. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon, or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. And yet, not one jot or tittle is erased, as the underlying truths or principles of those scriptures remain. God's word speaks to every situation or issue of life, either by a direct command or a principle of truth. Third, Jesus Christ obeyed the law. Verse 19. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus puts doing before teaching. Whoever does and teaches them, and breaks and teaches. The teacher must apply the doctrine to himself before he's qualified to teach others to apply it. This was the problem with the Pharisees. In Matthew 23, verses 1 through 3, then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say, and do not do. See, the scribes interpreted and taught the law, and the Pharisees were the court of law. Jesus exposed them as externally blameless, and yet internally corrupt. All of Matthew 23, especially verses 27 and 28. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Shall be called least. Not loss of salvation, but place in the kingdom of heaven. Citizens are to uphold the law by both practicing it and teaching others to do the same. Who is a kingdom citizen? Christians. Remember, all of us come the same way to Christ. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We receive the punishment, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. God loves us. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent Jesus to the cross to pay the penalty that we deserve, and he didn't wait for us to get ready. It says in Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We need to confess that. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, and with the heart we believe unto righteousness. And then we need to reach out and ask God to forgive us of our sin. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me ask you, are you a kingdom citizen? And then fourth, Jesus Christ affirmed the law. Verse 20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. The word exceeds is key to this passage. It's like a river overflowing its banks. Jesus' followers must do better than the scribes and the Pharisees. It's a deep call. True followers, Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. It is love response versus legal requirement. Jesus did not challenge the Pharisees' detailed attention to the law. His disciples needed an internal conformity, the Spirit, to the external obedience, the letter. With this verse, Jesus closed the door on any possibility of work salvation, an impossible barrier. Sinners are capable of nothing but a flawed and an imperfect righteousness. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, but we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Salvation is only by faith in Jesus Christ. The law does have a purpose. Romans chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. You see, the principles of the Old Testament law are important for us to apply to our lives. But the law is fulfilled in Christ. We aren't to be about trying to fulfill the Old Testament law. But the principles, the truths, we need to see those and learn those and apply those to our lives. And the law shows us just how unworthy we are and how sinful we are, how we fall so far short of the glory of God. And we become aware of our sin, and our mouth gets stopped from bragging about how good we may be, how righteous we may be. The law shows us that we're not. And it brings us to Christ, so that we can be justified by faith in Him, by God's grace. You have a great day.